About 100 students, faculty, and community members gathered at Dye Hall on UNC's campus last week to hear from leading climate researchers in North Carolina. The dean for UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, Jim White, opened the event by describing the climate issue as an ethical one.
Until one generation is willing to sacrifice for the next generation, we're never going to solve this problem. My generation didn't do it. I will admit that. I'm sorry I'm passing this on to the students here in the audience. Don't make the same mistake. This is an intergenerational ethical issue, climate change is. And until we change our frame of time, we're never going to be able to deal with this, and we will always put the next generation at risk.
The cross-campus faculty group, Carolina Climate Scientists Committee, originally hosted the symposium for a decade until 2020. This year, UNC PhD student and Climate Crisis Committee co-chair, Maya Powell, said current student groups wanted to bring it back to life. She expressed how climate activism on campus stems from passion, but also necessity.
UNC boasts at being, you know, one of the top public universities, right? And we're always saying how great UNC is. And I think that in terms of a lot of climate action, that's really driven by students, and it's not very much at the institutional level. And so I think there needs to be, you know, crossover of both.
Monday's event highlighted climate research from faculty and students across universities, current climate change policy efforts, and a panel focusing on the economics of climate change. Hosted by UNC's Student Engagement, Empowerment, and Development Program and the Climate Crisis Committee, this year's event also featured a poster and student organization tabling session, which Powell said brought a more student-focused aspect to the event compared to past years. Katie Joy is one student who attended the symposium, and she said it's important for events like these to exist to first spread information on climate research on a campus filled with student activism, and also discover how people can work together in addressing the crisis.
I feel like UNC is in a pretty good position considering we have pretty good like funding for research. We have like very good professors, very involved students, and I really think it's important that at this event we're like approaching it from like multiple areas of study, not just like climatology, because it is really like a big issue we need to cover.
While acknowledging the anxiety that often accompanies climate change, many speakers emphasized how positive successes in climate research can act as guideposts for moving forward. Powell expressed how those glimmers of hope were especially apparent throughout the event. But so was the idea that students in particular are feeling the weight of the climate issue. Powell added how collaboration is crucial, citing how students aren't the ones with most of the financial and institutional power. One way her organization seeks to facilitate that is through an annual petition, urging university administration to expand its climate crisis efforts. Presented at a Climate Action Day event earlier this month, the petition's three immediate action items for UNC include ending coal use and achieving carbon neutrality, accelerating the implementation of the Climate Action Plan, and making climate leadership a top priority.
Our generation, of course, really needs to be these activists and be asking for change. And it's like really important that we get involved in events like this, you know, come and not only just learn, but also, you know, network with people and connect with people. But I also think there needs to be a response from that older generation.
To learn more about the Climate Crisis Committee and its petition, visit Chapel Borough's website. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.